Welcome back to another motherfucking session of True Crime and a Dime Gang. Whew, I'm feeling good. I smoked right before I did this, so I'm feeling nice and loose right now. And I'm going to jump right into this because, well, you know, I only got 10 minutes. So I can't rant too much. I can't digress and talk and jibber jabber and all that bullshit. I want to talk a little bit about the Boulder shooting. I was going to touch on this earlier, but mixer problems and time slots. So, yeah, now I got some time, motherfucker. I got time today. Not a lot of info has come out about the shooter and, you know, other information about the, you know, details. So I'm just going to go over, you know, and give y'all what is known so far. And then I'm going to give y'all a little bit of my thoughts on things because this brings back a hot subject that kind of died down last year because of the pandemic, and respectfully so. So what do we know so far? The suspect, Ahmad Al-Halawi Halissa, is a 20-year-old Arvada resident that was living with his family. He purchased a Ruger AR-556 rifle, which is an AR-15 style rifle. I know everyone is very hot on the ARs. He bought the rifle 6 days before committing the cowardly crime that he did, but did so legally and by all guidelines set by the state. And he met all federal guidelines for purchasing of the weapon. So, you know, everything was up and up on the legality of his purchase. His family also stated that he does have, you know, mental issues, including delusions. So that's an issue. But so far, no medical or no mental eval has been done to determine the extent of his mental capacity. But from all signs, he will be found competent and face trial. A motive has not been, at least has not been released. Maybe it has been found, but hasn't been released. But hopefully this piece of shit makes a deal to fully confess to everything. And maybe we find out why he committed this heinous crime. But I hope he doesn't drag shit through the mud. But let's not talk too much about him because he doesn't deserve airtime or infamy. So, yeah, fuck him. He deserves a deep, dark hole with no humane treatment. Fuck this guy. So I want to now talk about what's important in this case. The victims. They all had their lives prematurely taken by this coward, and I think they should all be remembered. The victims were as follows. Boulder Police Officer Eric Talley. Store Manager Ricky Olds. Store employee Denny Stong. Store employee Terry Leaker, Niven Stanisic, and he had a big following. He was a Serbian young man, and there's a small Serbian population out here that remembered him in a touching way. Trelona Lana Bartkowiak, I think is how it's said. That's how I saw it said. Suzanne Fountain, Kevin Mahoney, Lynn Murray, Jody Waters, and Jody Waters. These people all were either working or enjoying a day of grocery shopping when shots just rang out unexpectedly, changing many lives forever. Not just, you know, the people that were hit or were killed. Many, many families, community, family members of the victims, wounded, so many people, wounded physically, but the mental wounds will stick with many for a very long time. But sadly, little is being tried to stop the easy accessibility to such weapons. And that's kind of what I want to touch on now. So a lot of people have been pointing out that Boulder has had a law proposed that was shot down a few days before the massacre actually happened. And many people, you know, up in arms, pissed off that, hey, if this was, you know, if this was signed into law, that this wouldn't have happened. But he didn't purchase the gun in Boulder, so it wouldn't have mattered, even if that law was on books. But even further, it wouldn't have mattered if it was a state law. Wouldn't have mattered if it was a state-mandated law. Would have been irrelevant. And it wouldn't have been able to stop this guy because he could have just went up to Wyoming and purchased the gun, no problem, and then come back over state lines. That's the thing. If the mandate isn't federal, then it really doesn't matter. You know, just look at Chicago. Ask Chicago about how that's going. You know, if you need more reference of how that laws affect only a little bit when it's a state mandate, when it's something like this that can be easily carried over a state line. Because you know, Chicago has some of the most strict gun laws in the country, but the surrounding states all around there have some of the more lax laws in the country. So it makes guns very accessible in Chicago. And seeing how Chicago isn't far from many of those borders, it's very easy for them to acquire these guns that you hear about constantly on the news and people constantly pointing out, well, Chicago has gun laws, but look at them. Look at all the gun violence. Yeah, because it's not federal. And if it's not federal, it really doesn't fucking matter. Biden has said he wants to make something happen, but let's see if that will be able to actually get, you know, done, and them to get actually something on the books, like expanding or making background checks more extensive, or to include a better mental health history and checks as far as gun owners and gun buyers, you know, banning of certain weapons, more safety requirements, and an actual, you know, tracking system for weapons on the market, just to name a few things that can be done, you know, but yet nothing has been done. They've tried to do some things, but lobbyists, you know, NRA people just make sure that that isn't really accomplished. And you know, the fact that, you know, people with certain mental conditions can still purchase a weapon in some states, when it was actually, you know, challenged to be removed. It was lobbied for and successfully overruled thanks to the NRA. So, I mean, it's just little things like that that they can change almost immediately, and kind of, it's not going to stop anything, but it's kind of something to, you know, slow it down. You know, it's not a fix all. Hell no, it's not. Nothing's a fix all when it comes to the guns and murder and violence. Nothing's a fix all. I don't think in any way that this will stop mass shootings. This, it's not. Hell no. But it's not about stopping. Just like all laws already on the books, they weren't made to stop. They were made to slow down, discourage, and punish those who offend. Simply doing nothing will not slow down or discourage those that are thinking of committing these, you know, such crimes. So I just think that something has to be done. Something. Damn it. God damn, 10 minutes come so fast. I lost track, started rambling a little bit. God damn, this 10 minutes is so fast. But it just, you know, I just wanted to share some thoughts on this. But stay tuned for another regular True Crime and a Dime session with some wild cases to get into, Tokers. Yeah, we'll touch on some pretty interesting ones. One in here in Denver, local again, a Pittsburgh case that's just nuts, and then a a case out of, oh fuck, I forgot the other, I think it was Houston. I think it's Houston. Once again. So yeah. So stay tuned for that next True Crime in a Dime session coming out tomorrow. Till then, Tokers, I'll holler at you. Stay smoking good, gang gang. Peace.